This morning, in the time that is left, I would like to continue with our sermon series entitled Knowing God. Knowing God. I hope and pray this series will inspire and challenge us to know more of God's character as he has revealed himself in the scriptures through his names, titles, metaphors, and attributes. Last week, we learned that it's only the people that know their God personally through an experiential and transformational encounter that shall be strong and do exploits in pushing back against the kingdom of darkness and in resisting the enemy by submitting themselves to God. So last week's sermon is very important because it's foundational and casts our vision for the year 2022. So if you haven't already listened to that sermon, I would encourage you to go back to our website and listen to it. Our message this morning is entitled Knowing God's Names. Knowing God's Names. For centuries, the descendants of Adam were indifferent to sin and evil and did not call on the name of the Lord until we come to Genesis chapter 4. And that is about 200 years after the fall of man. Suddenly, there was a dramatic paradigm shift that caused people to begin to call upon the name of the Lord again. So we find this story in our text this morning, Genesis chapter 4. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 4. We are going to read verses 25 and 26. It's our tradition to stand in honor of the reading of God's word once you find it. Verse 25 in the ESV, the Bible says, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel. For Cain killed him." Verse 26. "To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord." And that means praying and worshiping God, giving thanks, sacrificing to him, and praising his name. May the Lord add a blessing to the public reading of his word. You may be seated. In our quest to know God, one of the things we could do is study the Hebrew names of God given in Scripture and remember in their context. In ancient Hebrew culture, a name meant so much more than just identifying somebody. It reflected on a person's character. Names were often thought to reveal the vital nature of a person. They defined the individual and described his personality or her personality. The name interpreted their attributes and represented the aspirations of the family. So names in the Old Testament were not just given like we do today. They meant something. When God gave someone a name, it defined who they were, who they would become, and what they would do. It even described what would happen to the nation of Israel. For example, Abram's name was changed to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Therefore, in the Old Testament, a name became an individual mark representing the person's essence and purpose. Whereas in the New Testament, the Greek word for name comes from a verb that means to know. For example, to know the name of God means to know his personality or his being. That's why we said the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Because to know the name of God is to know that this is Yahweh, the God of Israel. Very different from the other gods who were present at the time. This God is Elohim, the Almighty God. This is also true regarding the various names of God which are recorded in Scripture. To know God's name is to receive revelation of not only his personality, but his being and his character. By revealing his name, God becomes a personal God because he makes himself knowable, accessible, and vulnerable. People can now call and honor his name in prayer, but can also dishonor the name of the Lord by living in ways that contradict his character and his holiness. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7 simply states, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." Since I hope you realize that when you are in Christ, you bear his name. Your attitudes, behavior, and character reflect upon God, your Father. Make sure to not put the name of the Lord in disrepute by your behavior, by your character, and by your attitudes. Walk as a child of light because you bear the name of God. You are a child of the Most High God. He's holy. But the question this morning is, why do we need to know the name of God? Why does it matter? What difference would it make in our personal walk with him? Knowing God's names leads us to praise and worship our God. It builds our faith in him and emboldens us and reassures our prayers. As we lay in his names and meditate on them, we come to know him more intimately. We discover both his acts and his ways. We talk to him as a man talks to his friend every morning. The same God who spins things in the galaxy is the same God who holds me when I'm hurt, who hears me when I cry and call upon his name. Hallelujah. Even this morning, you may have spoken to God if you knew him. And right now, you are still talking to God because you know God. You have an intimate relationship with God. Once you know the name of God, you begin to honor him, to trust him more. And you find that your heart draws ever more passionately to him in obedience to his word. You will follow his marching orders as he speaks to you because you know him. As we grow to understand the very nature and character of God, we find ourselves invoking the name of God, calling on him for safety, for strength, for mercy, for grace, for renewal, for forgiveness of sin, and for divine protection. Because his name is like a strong tower. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, God's name is a place of protection. Good people can run there and be safe. Other version says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The person who understands God's names will better understand his character and therefore have a tremendous source of strength and protection while enduring the trials of life. Now, I hope you understand that the names of God were given to God's people in order to help them through a moment of need. It's my prayer that this series will not just be conceptual for you, but deeply personal and transformational so that you will call out the name of the Lord in prayer in times of need. Because he is a very present help for those that love him. Names like God the Creator, Elohim, God the Lord, Adonai, God our Peace, Jehovah Shalom, God our Provider, Jehovah Jireh, God the Covenant Keeper, Yahweh, God the Almighty, El Shaddai, the God who is there, Jehovah Shammah, God the Healer, Jehovah Rapha, God of power and of angel armies, Jehovah Sabaoth, God is my banner, Jehovah Nissi, and Jehovah El Elyon, the all-sufficient God. In the coming weeks, we will go through these names one by one. But let's list a few statements that will help us grow in appreciating God's name. First, God's name is good. Psalm 52 verse 9. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. Beloved, never forget this. God is so good, even when bad things happen. He's a good God. God's name is majestic. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our sovereign Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This means that his name, which stands for all that he is excellent and famous in the earth. There is no one like him. He is omnipotent and incomparable. He is beyond human senses. You cannot even begin to describe God. He's too deep. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? That's the kind of God that you serve. He is an awesome God. His name is near. God is high and holy and yet amazingly very close to us. In theology, we say God is both transcendent and immanent. He has come close to us so that we can get to know him better. He is not a distant God. He is a personal God who has revealed himself at this level. So you and I can comprehend the mysteries and the power of God and live it out to the glory of God. Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds since. Our God is powerful. He is a personal God in spite of it. Can you imagine relating to an awesome God like that? You cannot know God unless God draws you and reveals himself to you, because he's awesome. So this brings us to our retort, replying, or response to God's name. How do we respond to God's name? After recognizing God's name as good, majestic, and near us, we can't help but respond in some fashion to God. Here are a few ways from Scripture in which we are to respond to him. First, we can respond by praising his name. Psalm 113, verse 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. Praise all servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. So we can respond by praising the Almighty. The main reason we should focus on knowing his names, though, is so we can pay homage to him and give him what he deserves. Psalm 7, verse 17. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Sing praises to the Lord Most High. And this is David, the man after God's own heart, saying this. And then Job illustrates for us how that we are to praise God even when we are experiencing hardships, especially in these times of uncertainty. When it pains so bad, when you're going through the dark night of the soul and you can't seem to see light at the end of the tunnel, you can still lift your voice and worship your God. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name. Job chapter 1, verse 21 says, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. He was going through a very dark place, and yet he acknowledged God and gave him praise. Second, we can respond by calling on and invoking his name. God desires for us to call his name at all times. He said, call unto me and I'll show you mighty and unsearchable things, even things that you do not know. When you know God, you will call upon him. in times of need. So why don't we go home and practice praying the names of God and calling upon His name? Why don't you go in your closet today or tomorrow or this week, practice praying the names of God and calling upon Him by name? And let's see what that means and that what will do for you, because the name and the character and the personality of God is the same. Third, we can respond by trusting His name. We can respond by trusting His name. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your way straight." Psalm 9 verse 10 says, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, O Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." Trust in the Lord, brethren. They that trust in the Lord shall be as strong as Mount Zion that cannot be moved. You can only trust in the Lord because you know God. If you don't know God, you will doubt when the going gets tough. Fourth, by loving God's name and worshiping Him. There are many things in life that we can love, but we are to love His name above everything. Isaiah 56 verse 6 says, encourages us to love the name of the Lord and to worship Him. Now, here's a question for you. Can you honestly say that you love His name? Do you love the name of the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength? Do you love His name more than anything else? If not, what needs to change? Jesus redefines what it means to love God. He said you need to love your neighbor, brother, or sister, because you can't love God whom you can't see and hate your brother or sister whom you can see. And if you say you love God and you don't love your brother or sister, you don't know God, because God is love. That was Jesus. We are going to close with this. Benefits of knowing His name. Benefits of knowing His name. Once we know God, our hope will grow. Psalm 52 verse 9. "I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good." We will hope in the name of the Lord. As many trust in chariots and horses, but we shall remember the name of the Lord, and we will put our hope in the Lord. When we are discouraged, we can say with the sons of Korah in Psalm 42 verse 5, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God." Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 24 says, "In this I will hope, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His compassions, never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, therefore I have hope." You can have hope because the Lord is your portion. Once we know God, our joy will increase. Once we know God, our joy will increase. Psalm 5 verse 11. "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say one more time, rejoice, Philippians 4:4. Yes, the joy of the Lord sense is our strength. Once we know God's name, we can't help but be filled with joy unspeakable. Lastly, once we know God, we will call on Him for salvation. Once we know God, we'll call on Him for salvation. Psalm 116, verse 4, "Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me." Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 21, and Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, refer to this when they quoted from the prophet Joel, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Have you ever called upon the name of the Lord for salvation in times of need? In John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus prayed, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." In order to be saved, you must know God and you must know Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, "You can never come to the Father unless you go through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No name is given on earth where man should be saved except for the name of Jesus." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Now, my question for you is, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you don't, and you'd like to surrender your life to Jesus, I will be available after the service to pray with you to make sure that you give your life to Jesus. But if you are a believer already, stand still as you call upon the name of the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord in times of need. And as I land this plane, I want to ask you a personal question. What is God saying to you? What was your Kairos moment? Where was God trying to draw your attention? And what are you going to do about what God is saying to you this morning? Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you this morning for the word that we have heard today, talking about the names of God, the character of God, and the personality of God. Our prayer is that you may draw us closer and closer to yourself so that we may have a revelation of your name, of your character, of your power, and your personality. May we be changed. May we be transformed. May we be courageous. Because we know in whom we have believed. May we go out there and make a difference for God, pushing back on the kingdom of Satan and advancing the kingdom of God. May we continue to resist the enemy by submitting ourselves to God in everything that we do. May God be God in our lives and a man be a liar, and all the enemies of God will scatter in different directions because we know God. He is awesome beyond our understanding. He is a great God, and that's who we serve. We come not in the name of what we know, our ingenuity, our power. We come in the name of the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Beloved, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy unspeakable and peace, his shalom, that surpasses all human understanding because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confidence, courage, and boldness. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us. Now and days to come. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And somebody in the house said amen.